Well, personally, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm just going to be who I am. And, you know, I feel like I've possessed leadership qualities over the years. And so I just continue to be who I am and try to help the young guys and, you know, really just better myself and come to work every day and lead by example. You know, but we have other guys who are going to naturally emerge. And that's just nature of the business. You know, new year, it's a different team and different people have to come up and, you know, and establish themselves. And sometimes they just get more on the plate as you get older, you know. I think Telvin's going to be a big leader for us, as he has been, you know, last year. And just as he continues to get more confident and grow, you know, he's going to be huge for us.
Do you feel like the foundation will be easier to set because so many guys are returning and the entire coaching staff is back?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, you know, in the NFL, it's a lot of turnover every year. You know, and this year, obviously, we had some turnover. But for the most part, you know, we're bringing a lot of people back. And, you know, the coaching staff staying the same is crucial, you know, because now we have some continuity. And that's always good to have, you know, going into a new year. But we still have to start back from ground zero and kind of, you know, develop it again, you know, build that chemistry.
Why is that part? I keep hearing you guys say you got to reset and start over from scratch, but you do have so many people back. Why is it that you can't just kind of, or do you think that naturally almost happens anyway because so many people know the program? Maybe it happens faster?
Yeah, I think maybe quicker, you know, but you have to start back at ground zero and then build. You know, hopefully we can get further along by the time the season starts than we were last year. But you definitely have to start back at zero, regroup, and then kind of just take it one day at a time. But hopefully, you know, with our leadership and a lot of the guys returning, you know, knowing the system, being familiar with everything, you know, hopefully it goes a little faster and we'll be further along.
What's different for you now compared to this time last year when you were coming in new and, yeah, there was so much that was
different? Yeah, no, it's completely different, you know, just understanding, you know, being comfortable in the system. You know, last year I had no idea, you know, exactly how it was going to be used or how the system was going to work for me, you know. I mean, just learning a new playbook, you know, getting used to a new city, you know, trying to, you know, build relationships with my teammates, you know, coaching staffs, you know, everything was, you know, it was different. You know, now, you know, I have those relationships, you know, I know the playbook, you know, I understand how the system's going to be during the season. You know, the city's, you know, been good to me, you know, so this year I'm just getting better each day, you know, just trying to work on my craft and trying to, you know, add to my bag of tricks.
How much did you know about Norwell before he signed here and sort of what kind of players that offensive line getting?
I'm a football fan, so I follow good players, and he's very talented. You know, I've had the pleasure of playing against him before, and you know, he was, you know, just you see his growth and just each year, you know, more and more dominant. And last year, I mean, he was incredible. You know, and I'm really excited that we were able to bring him in. You know, I'm excited to compete and practice against him. You know, they say iron sharpens iron. So, you know, we practice really hard. So it'll be fun to compete and make each other better.
What are your expectations for the defensive line as a whole, particularly when it comes to disrupting the quarterback? I mean, you expect to be the most disruptive defensive line in the whole NFL?
Yeah, we want to be intimidating. You know, we want to be disruptive. You know, you know, we work really hard. You know, we have so many different guys stepping in and growing, you know, seeing Yannick Ngakoue just continue to improve and grow every day, you know, just, you know, finally getting back into the offices and just seeing the smile on his face, you know, you can tell he loves the game, you know, and the other guys around, you know, our D-line is very capable of taking over games and, you know, we have our hands full, you know, just kind of, you know, rebuilding that chemistry, but, you know, I expect big things from us.
When you see what he's done at such a young age, do you expect that he could be one of those elite pass rushers in the NFL for a long, long time?
Yeah, I tell him all the time, you know, that he has the ability to be one of the best ever to do it, you know. And he's just scratching the surface, you know. I mean, he has, you know, he does so many things well, you know, but he's going to get even better, you know, as he continues to grow and mature. And he's very smart. And, you know, but a lot of stuff comes with experience, and I can't wait to see just how much he grows because he's already such a good player, but he could be one of the best ever.
Is it refreshing that your room was untouched in terms of personnel?
Yeah.
I think it's the only one on the team.
It is nice when you have some continuity and you have, you know, consistency in the room. You know, we have a great, you know, just rapport with our coaching staff and with each other in the D-line room. And we were able to produce a lot of, you know, good things you know, last year. So coming, you know, going forward, we have, you know, all those pieces in place where we should be able to do some more good things.
What do you feel about the league this all season, trying to make the game safer? What do you think about the help that you get through?
I mean, I think it's important to make the game safer. You know, I mean, one day I plan, you know, hopefully to have kids, and I, if they want to play football, I'm all for it. I love the game of football. It's a beautiful game. But, you know, I mean, making it safer is important, you know, for all of our sake. And so, you know, I like that, the idea of trying to do it. You know, it's just hard on how to figure out to do it the right way. And we made some rule changes that are going to be an adjustment, you know, for all of us, you know, and that's kind of how it goes. But it's, you know, been that way for the last few years. We've had to make adjustments every year. So, you know, I'm up for the challenge.
Will you use the feeling you had walking off the field in New England as a motivator or a way to remind guys to try to find that extra little bit?
It's been a motivator up until this point for sure, you know, just from the offseason and the time you put in working and training, you know, it's kind of like that, the last football taste we have, you know, so it's stuck there for a while, you know, but it's more than just that, you know, it's being so close to that, you know, where we want to go, you know, what the goal is, you know, and when you get that close, you know, and you kind of get a feel for it, you know, that it's capable, you're capable of doing it, you know, and it's just takes a little bit more work, you know, a little bit more focus, and you know, so this offseason, you know, this offseason program, our phase one, phase two, OTAs, you know, all stuff we're going through in the near future, you know, it's important for us to kind of remember, you know, that we were that close, and you know, just make sure we use that as motivation to give us that next little bit of energy we need to go a little harder.
In your experience, is it easier to get that reset button you guys are talking about after a year where you've had success, or after a year where, you know, you didn't have a good season?
I mean, the reset button is something you have to hit regardless. You know, if you were terrible or if you were good, it doesn't matter. You know, you just got to start off from the beginning and earn the right to make it, you know, to be a successful team. You know, right now, I mean, you know, you think about the big picture, but you really want to just start and think about, you know, how can I get better today? What can I do today that's going to help me have opportunity when the season comes? You know, you don't even really worry about the season. It's really just like today, you know, making sure I put myself in position so I can win the day.
You and Malik made the wrestling hype video. We're going to see more of that, and what's the future hold after football in that regard for Calais Campbell?
Yeah, you know, that was fun. You know, I started a production company with my brother, trying to just showcase athletes' personalities and stuff. And we have a lot of great personalities on this team. And it was fun, you know, getting to the studio with Malik and just, you know, mess around. But, you know, it's a way to express yourself and have some fun. You know, when I'm done playing, I definitely plan to do a lot more of that. But it's fun to do a lot, like, currently, you know, living in the moment and enjoying myself.
Are you healthy now?
Yeah, I'm here, ready to go to work.
I know you're here, but I mean healthy.
I mean, I'm healthy. I mean, you always have things that come up, and, you know, it's just, you know, part of the business that, you know, we signed up for, you know. But I'm a tough guy, and I take care of my body, spend a lot of time and effort into it and doing it, so, you know, I'm fine.
Shoulder when you left New England, was that what the problem was?
I had some other stuff, knee, wrist. I mean, late in the season, this AFC Championship game, there's a lot that hurts, you know. It's just that's how the game goes. But in that game, a couple of things, you know, came up and flared up. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm going through all, you know, all OTAs. I'm not limited or anything. So
nothing that needed work.
Yeah, I didn't have any surgeries or anything.
What do you think of Telvin yesterday,
with
that whole thing?
Yeah, Telvin's one of my favorite people. You know, I mean, just his love for the game and his love for Puz. You know, I mean, that kind of relationship is definitely it was nice to just see that kind of affection, you know, for another person. You know, Puz, great guy. You know, I wish I had more opportunity to play with him. You know, 1 year, you know, I learned a lot from him. And, you know, he's just a straight, just the ultimate guy, you know, ultimate football player, epitome of class, you know. And so, you know, to see, you know, the way he rubbed off on Telvin and some other guys in his locker room is very impressive. And it was cool to see Telvin show that kind of, express that kind of affection for another man. That was cool.
You get that close or almost that close to any of your teammates over the years?
I've built some good relationships. You know, football is a game where, you become a brotherhood, And so I definitely have some friends that will be lifetime friends, some guys that you connect and build with that, will be best friends of yours till you die.
But you'll hire Talvin to do your retirement speech, right?
Me and Talvin have a good relationship as well, he's a guy that definitely, man, he really gets the room going. He has the gift of gab, and, that's what makes him such a great leader, because he gets the whole team going. I mean, before a game, man, you hear him in the locker room, man, he hasn't ready to run through a wall.
Uniforms, and what do you think?
I have seen the uniforms, and I like them. Very classic, look, smooth, and I'm looking forward to putting them on and doing some damage in them.
So I guess they're not mustard gold, right?
Can you remember played a bunch of backup snaps last year. What's your relationship like with him, and how have you tried to help him improve as a player?
Yeah, well, we have a great relationship. He's a young guy who is very smart, loves the game of football, and he's always studying. It's funny because you see, these young guys, they kind of remind you of yourself a little bit at times. And, Smoot's definitely a guy where, he really flashed a lot. And I try to, talk to him and take him on my wing and help him, it's just exciting to see, his growth, and I'm looking forward to, usually that second year, you see things a little quicker, it changes kind of fast, so I'm excited to see what he does this year. He came back in pretty good shape, he looks like he's ready to go, so I'm excited to see where we can take it.